Begin the current daf, Masech, the Sukkah daf, Dal, begin the Manav, begin the Master, begin with the Gemara, Mavag of the Betlinu. Now, although he's Mavatlet, but still, Batlodet is Kaladam, his consciousness, his opinion is nullified in contrast to all other people. And therefore, although he's taking his pillows and his cushions and saying it should be Batlodet, that's not significant. It's not considered Batlodet. Which Tais points out, Loidami, this cannot be compared to Arniki. To the purse, the perek haloin, which brought in the Gemara Avon, Nafayim, Tezim, and Olive, which the Gemara, the Mishnah brings over there regarding a ditch between two different courtyards, that if he fills it up with earth or pebbles, that it's going to be bottled over there, where it combines the two chatzers to be as one. Even though you're putting it in with a purse, because the Ikel Manda Amar, there is a pin that says over there that because of the Isra Shabbos, the filler and the key mevatel in there, even the person can be mevatel, which, yeah, because earth is not going to be moved, a person's stomach mevatel. But on Shabbos, we're on Sukkahs, yeah, a purse is not nullifying certain things like pills and cushions because it can move it, so it's not going to be nullified. But on Shabbos, the purse is muktzah, so therefore, yeah, even the purse could be, is going to be considered as bottle. K'tinek Tez Matzah begins with the Gemara, Baish Melod Tevon Yitzrayus Abitlu. If he has to fill up with straw or pebbles and he nullifies it, bottle is considered nullified, it's considered like it's closed up over there. Now, Tez says, Kachi Agirsa. This is the girsa that we have, that he fills it up with tevin, like we said, with straw or with pebbles. That's b'chalas from Khan, all the text over here, Berk Chaloin, the Gemara with the end of Ayin Chesem Abayz, and Ervin, the Maisela, which brings it, Amasnitin, on this mission, the Charit Shebein Shtei Chateris, when you have the ditch between the two different courtyards, Maloi Kash a tevin, filled with straw or stubble, Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'im Ma'arvin Echad, then you go ahead and you make the Avon as two separate and not as one, because they're not bottled over there. And where's Moli Ofer? Moli Tzrayus, but if you fill it with earth or with pebbles, oh, that's considered bottled with Ma'arvin Echav and Ma'arvin Shnayim. Then you make one Erev, but you cannot make two separate Avon because it's considered as one courtyard. And there also, the Gemara brings the Mishnah, the Skirsa, that you fill it with Tevin, Oitzrayus, which says Vehi Mishnah, Mishnah, all this Perek Tezvav, which Tais brings later on. Now, Tais Medayik that there's two differences between the Nusach that's brought in the Mishnah to that which is brought over here in Mishnah Tzervin. Because, first of all, Lekosav Sham Tevin doesn't say over there straw, Elo Afay Tzrayus. It says only earth or pebbles. And the reason is, Mishnah Demaisel Lahacha Be'ervin Atevin, since over here, Mishnah Tzervin, we're bringing it regarding the halacha of straw, we have the Rabban hold that whether it's Afar or Tevin, it's only if Mevatlet explicitly is considered bittel, but in general it's not. So So they made a mistake to edit the text in the wording of the Mishnah Alas. Tevin makom offer, straw in place of earth, but in truth it's not mentioned there, Tevin, it's only mentioned offer. Another difference is, if you nullify it's considered bottle, Ella rather, Tuma bekas va'ela, Tuma bekas v'yeredes. Tuma, the burst through going up, it burst through going down. Which says, but he really the same thing, the Habal Batalia, because this, if the earth or the pebbles are bottled to the house, that it closes it up, so then there's no more gap of a tafach, and it's Tumer Tzutza, which that's Allah of Tumer Katsav Eilu, Tumer Katsav Eiledis. And when it's not bottled, so then it is Chaitzis, because it has a Chalal of a tafach. Now, so Elosh, but so it doesn't have the gears over there, like we're bringing it over here. But says Tais, because Elisha Derech Hashas, the Katz Mishnah, shall say the Tais Kim Shavim, yet the norm of the Gemara is to abridge the Mishnah, so say Tais, when it quotes it, and therefore it says, bottle, but really, it says it, the longer wording of, Bekas, Ba'ila, Bekas, Ba'ila. Now, Tais says, so although we're showing that there's differences in wording over here, from the primary text in Masech Tzolos, and from how we bring it over here, and in Masech Tzervin, so that's just, Ve'elam, don't say that. No, I'll tell you why it has different wording. Because the Hach, the Ma'izah, this brings over here, it's a Brisa. And whereas over there, that's a Mishnah Mesech Zahalah. So it's just, no, the Eilah Levi Mela Brisa, because it should not have brought from a Brisa, Kibin Shech Levi Mela Mishnah, because it could bring from the Mishnah Mesech Zahalah, which is basically the same thing. So Tais quotes now, it says, what's Zahalah from the Mishnah? So, okay, so we're saying that it has these differences of wording. So it says, this is the wording of the Mishnah that it really says over there. The primary text is like this. Ba'ayish Shemelo Ofa Yitzroyus Ubitlu. Doesn't say like we bring it over in our Gemara, if you have a house full with straw, it's not. as Tosfos pointed out in his first difference. It says if you have a house that's filled with earth or tzereres, so betlan is mevatlet, and v'chein kri shel tefillah, and also if there's a pile of grain or v'gal shel tzereres, and there's a pile of rocks, I feel like a gal shel achin, even if there's such a big pile of that of achin, I feel tum tzadikim, even if you have tum on the side of the vessels, tum b'kas v'iladis, it bursts up, it bursts down, it breaks through, and perish. And the reason is, like we say, lefishem mebutal, because they're bottle, and it's like closing up the area, and there's no chalal tefach. Now, so Tosfos comes to explain. So then, how do we know, as our Gemara is quoting it, that even by straw is the same halacha, that if you're not mevatlet explicitly, it's not going to be bottle according to the Rabban. So that's what Tosfos comes to explain. But the comment is that we say over here tevin ve'nos lavanos the devil straw that you're not going to end up clearing out, and v'afas tam in regular earth. Machlik is based on the Gemara says machlik is based on Rabban that according to Rabban is going to be bottle, according to Rabban is not going to be bottle because you didn't explicitly nullify it. Now, Avagav the Masin Nolas Lai Ariabon Mid Betevin, as Taisa pointed out already before, he says, it doesn't mention anything there regarding straw. So it says, Yim Makoshikan Hudiotle, but he knows it from a Kabachimer, because Kivin the Bath of Betzraira is since regarding earth and regarding pebbles. That where the norm is for a person to Mivatle and not to take it from there. And even so, Mitzvah on the Bittle of the Rabban required Bittle. Oh, it's a Koshikim Betevin for sure regarding straw, which it's normal for a person generally to take it. And it's not the norm to be Mevatlet, then for sure it's not going to be Bottle. If it's not Mevatlet explicit with his mouth, according to Rabban. And Vachain Perik Chaloin. So do they in the Gemara on the Aaron Tesimanov. Kamar says, Mantana Olois Huzatana Mishnah Mesechtas Olois, which is that holds that only if you explicit Mevatlet, it's going to be Bottle. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi, it's Rabbi Yisi. But according to Rabbanan, it's going to be bottle, even if it's not mevat lepiv. I'm parchling. I ask, "Ir Rabbi Yisi, it's Rabbi Yisi." What do you mean? He says the opposite. Where you find according to Rabbi Yisi, it's bottle, even if it's not mevat lepiv. And the Mishnah says obitloi, which sounds like dafka if you mevat it, but if it's not mevat, it's not. And says Taisus beina teven beina trezbarach. So that's the question is both on regarding the straw and regarding the pebbles, which is that we see according to Rabbi Yisi in the Brisa. That by both of those cases, you don't have to do a bittel, and that's the opposite of Mishnah Masechet Halos. Says Taisus, that's Mitamid the Rishis, from the reason that we explained. Because Avagav the Legitoni, although it doesn't say that you need to have bittel, tevin, bimas nitin da alais, doesn't say regarding straw in the Mishnah Masechet Halos. If so, how do you find the Rishis says the exact opposite of the Mishnah regarding straw? Rather, like we said, because of Kabbal Chabbat from Afer, which we learn the Mishnah that needs bittel, so then for sure regarding straw, that we also say that you need to have bittel, and which according to Rabbanan, that the straw does not require a bittel, unless it's mevat lepiv. Again, that's a kabbalchem from offer. Now, Tosfos comes to explain that. Where do we know that the earth that you are mevatel is bottle kontra bun? Says Tosfos, the part of pshitel and this, I think one knows obviously. The tevin a bittel, you have a meat of a rabban, that if you have a straw and you mevatel, it's going to be a mute. Even according to the rabbanon, which l'chayra, you could say that. Only by offer, which normally to mevatel, that would help mevatel pit. But regarding straw, which normally taken, how do we know that that's going to help? So that's the thesis, because daikla, he infers, that even regarding a pile of grain, amount of bittel helps. Well, kashkim tevin, I'm sure regarding straw, that's less than grain, for sure bittel is going to help. Now thesis discusses regarding the Rabban disagreeing with Rabbi Yisi regarding offer ve'in osel lefanoisai, when he didn't explicitly say the bittel. And do they agree that it's not going to be bottle, or they're going to say that it's not going to be bottle, or do they agree to abuse it's going to be bottle? So it says, what the comment this is, the Gemara says, of a stam, the regular earth, machlik to be a rabbanon, that according to abuse, it's going to be bottle, grandma's not going to be bottle, how you could say, often this, that we don't say that they also disagree regarding offish and oslabanois, according to rabbanon, that they would agree that it's going to be bottle. And this says, no, not necessarily. It says, have a Muslim, the Gemara could have said, but off of it, oslabanois, and I'm plaguing, that machlik is even regarding earth, that you're not going to clear it away. The Rabban le bottle can be like Rabban Sami bottle unless you have mevatel explicitly with their mouth. And you're going to say, wait a second, since in the case that you're not going to clear it away, it's considered in bitloi. So says Taisus. He says, yeah, because ve'ein os levanois to lavhein the bitloi, because the case of not ended up clearing away is not the case as bitloi. Because the muchach like the Gemara over here, the Gemara in our sugya differentiates between straw that mevatel that's bottle according to everyone. Whereas if it's tevin ve'in osel b'naisai, that's machlik is Rabbi Yisrael Rabban. So you see, the in osel b'naisai and bittel is not the same thing. So the same thing is regarding offer, that only if you explicit mevatel, then it's b'lakon Rabban. But if you in osel b'naisai and not mevat b'fiv, it's not going to be bottle. But then you can ask, wait a second, so why the Gemara said machlik is by offer stam? Why the Gemara said machlik is by in osel b'naisai? So it says, El Moshem Rabbi Yisrael Nokad offer stam. Because Rabbi Yisrael wants to say regular offer, meaning that filibus stam ke bottle, even regular earth, Where even if you're not Enos Levanoiser, it's going to be battle. So then you ask, okay, why didn't it say both? So the Taisa, but the Gemara wasn't concerned to say Tevin and Va'asa Shinos Levanoiser and Va'afasa Machlaikis. Rather, it just said Afastam, but yes, the same Machlaikis would be by Afav Shinos Levanoiser. Next, this matzah begins with the Gemara Behutz in Yarden Betoichov, and we have over here the branches that go into within 20 Amos. Now, Vimtam, we begin to say, when we have, as the Gemara said, more shade from those branches going in than the sun, it's going to be kosher. So I'm like, sure, why is it kosher? So he says a question. He says, because he kosher, if you would thin it out, and mean otherwise, you would take the part of the schach that's above 20 Amos, which is not kosher. The problem is that then the branch would fall in. Because like you find the Gemara in the beginning of even like Gimel Menav, you mix the schach with Eichov when you have some of the schach within 20 amos. Who mix the schach? You have some of the schach above 20 amos. I was thinking that we say the sukkah is going to be invalid. But why? Because the chik kashas like when you thin it out, have the chamazim mitzvahs, you're going to have more sun than shade. Now, Taisa explained. That sounds like seemingly that, yeah, literally legit. You have more sun than shade. But Taisa says, well, obviously what that means to say is. It doesn't mean that you because you have more sun. So he says, no, it must mean because the schach would not, that's within 20 amos, would not be able to stay. The mach was clear, because when you're going to thin out what's above 20 amos, which is puzzle, you have a ruch of yifaz yipol, then the wind's going to come in and disperse it or make it full. Because the Torah says, the Elevars don't explain like the Pashup Shah would sound like that, even if you would leave what's lamal mechav. What's within 20 amos would be more sun than shade, and that's why it's puzzle. So it says, no, because there are other Amayram over there that say that's kosher in this case. They wouldn't say it's kosher. Since you don't have more shade than sun, only joining with the schach above 20 amas, that's saying the schach posel is only good together with schach kosher, which that according to everyone is not good. So obviously it's only because that you would take away the upper one, then it would you have that you would have chamasa meruba because it would fall down, and then you have more chamasa. But so you see. So that's difficult in our sugya, where we say that a hutz in the teichav amitz las meru mechav is going to be kosher, but if you took away the upper ones, it would fall down. So the sugya you could say is the hachesh lo nahachshu yes. No, here in this case we should make it more of a reason to be kosher. Sheshurayv hutzim because there's many branches. But ruin hinless kam makal kach and it's fit for it to stay over there very easily. Imhoyim shem dovah hasamechas but doing something that's supported, and therefore although if you take away the up ones, maybe it would slip, but it's more likely to stay, and therefore that's why we're going to say it's kosher. Even just with the lower ones, if it has tzlas merum b'chamasa, even though if you took away the upper ones, that possibly it would slip a little bit.